Okay, hi everyone. This is my take on Batman vs. Superman, which from here on out will be referred to as Beavis. So it's been a really interesting film to examine. I know I'm a little bit behind the times and it's old news now, but I had some thoughts on it that kept coming up for me, so I thought I'd put them on here. So Beavis has broken records everywhere. It had a huge opening weekend and all of this sort of thing, but it's been panned by pretty much everyone. And I didn't think it was a bad movie. I thought it was pretty decent. It's not perfect, but it's decent. And I think that's a valid distinction to make, because too many people expect perfection in their comic book movies these days. And if it's anything less, they tend to hate on it. And it seems that's a pretty trendy thing to do, is hate on movies these days. So it's a little bit weird. The whole comic book genre, I've got other thoughts on that, but I'm just going to keep it to Beavis for now. I think we've grown a bit too fussy, and that's sort of a good thing in itself, because that means that we're used to high-quality entertainment as a whole. That doesn't really help you on a one-to-one basis, though. It just denies you a hell of a lot of enjoyment. And this movie is one of those examples of what I thought was an enjoyable movie that you can deny yourself a whole lot of enjoyment watching if you look at it too closely. So Beavis doesn't hit all of the targets, but it does hit a few. It had enough intrigue to keep me interested. I knew what was going to happen, but I thought that the way Lex Luthor sort of wrangled these two superheroes into their showdown was interesting. I stayed with it, and I was engaged throughout. Jesse Eisenberg did a really interesting take on Lex Luthor. I found him to be a problematic character, in that he wasn't what I was expecting in a portrayal of Lex Luthor. For me, and I'm a little bit of a, I don't read or consume much Superman media, if you want to put it that way. To me, Lex Luthor's always been stone cold insane, but that's the thing. He's stone cold, he's hard, he's menacing. And Eisenberg did like this, dare I say it, Heath Ledger Joker take on Lex Luthor. And he sort of made him crazy and unhinged and eccentric. And he was sort of like Cuckoo for Cocoa Pops, which was a bit different. The movie also looked pretty sexy. It was dark and moody. And I really like that DC have differentiated themselves from Marvel with the feel of their movies. Marvel have a better planned universe. No argument from me on that. But I do find myself enjoying the mood of the DC comics better. Now, that could be just because I'm a miserable bastard, but I like the way they address, like, their themes and their world-ending threats. In Marvel, you're worried about the characters getting hurt, and that's a good thing, because they've built characters with depth that you care about, sure. But the world-ending threat, for me, I'm more worried about the characters getting hurt and the fact that the world-ending comes in as a secondary. And the Marvel movies are full of spectacle, and the bad stuff is going down, but I get a much clearer sense of menace from DC's big bads. Ultron was, he looked great, he sounded great. I thought Doomsday sort of personified that chaos, you know, that the chaos that Earth can't sort of deal with because it's otherworldly in nature. It did that really well. I feel like they're fighting for something much larger in the DC universe, which is odd because Marvel has a much more well-rounded universe. It's kind of weird. I found the fight scene in Beavis was nice and crunchy, but the problem was there was only one scene. There were a couple of nice moments, sort of combat-wise. I loved the dream sequence where Batman was the resistance fighter. It had that trademark lingering Snyder camera work where it was all one continuous shot. Love that. But compare the fighting in Beavis with Civil War and there's just a ton less of it. And what's there is good, but it's really lacking in volume. I found the character's motivations for disagreeing to be pretty adequate. Bruce Wayne had a personal stake in the damage that Superman had caused. He regarded Superman as an alien. And Superman was just fighting for his poor old mum's life. Like, that's a pretty big stake to put before a character. So I kind of like that Batman was mostly flying under Superman's radar until it all hit the fan. That sort of seemed like Batman's MO, to move through the shadows and quietly just gather information, you know, figure out what worked and what didn't. And it really helped situate Superman as the other in the text. It didn't sort of fully come to grips with how Batman operated, and that also helped sort of place them on opposite ends of the spectrum as far as their disagreement was concerned. Superman was sort of, I mean, as much as he wants to be the savior of humanity, he's still an alien. Batman is not, basically. I thought it worked really well. So those were all the things that the film did well for me. There were only two big gripes that I had. The one was the quick flip from enemies to allies. That could have been explored a little bit more. This is a bit of a nitpick for me, especially taking into account the second problem I have. But for this, the fact that they went from enemies to allies was really jarring. I could see what they wanted to do with what they were doing, but I would have liked a bit more of a trust-building process, especially given Bruce Wayne's "we have to take 1% as an absolute certainty" comments. The second part that I didn't get off on was the fighting that I've mentioned. For a film that was selling itself on a big smack-up between two established superheroes, there wasn't much of a smack-up. I wanted to see numerous bashings of heads, like in separate places through the movie. It started out really well with the gauntlet with the auto guns and stuff, but it ended too quickly. I'm getting the feeling that Zack Snyder wants to make like thinky movies about this sort of thing. He examines what it means to be a superhero through the nature of power and authority, responsibility, all that. But that's not what people go to these movies for. There are way more active ways to examine that sort of thing in a movie text, especially when we've got the tech to sort of portray crazy abilities and tech now. So I want you to let us see the nature of these things in the story and the action on the screen, not in quick flashes of action with a bunch of broody setup. So I realize that sort of runs counter to my earlier point on how I wanted more relationship building, but it is a valid criticism, I think. So that's sort of it for my comments and criticisms. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was worth the admission price. I'm about to run out of time. I'm about to hit 10 minutes, so I'll knock it off here. Thanks.